You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, the Broncos winning streak is over, Jeremy. Did you guys fly the flag yesterday?
The flag was out. The flag was out, so it did no good.
What happened?
I don't know.
I thought that flag guaranteed a win.
Well, I know. I thought it had magical Broncos powers.
Yeah, so they lose to the Ravens. All anyone wants to talk about, though, is the fact that the Ravens refused to take a knee to end the game and instead ran a play with 3 seconds on the clock. And they did that, Jeremy, because the coach wanted to tie some sort of NFL record for rushing.
All right.
The Broncos on the sidelines were extremely upset. Vic Fangio threw his headset. There was a terse moment out on the field, I guess, afterwards when they went to shake hands. All right. You know, the coach wanted his team to get a rushing record.
Who cares?
I would like to point out, even though Bronco fans were extremely upset by all of this, the Broncos kept calling timeout in the last 30 seconds in order to score some garbage TD. Right? So that touchdown wouldn't have mattered either. So you can't have it both ways. If the Broncos are calling timeout and throwing the ball, you know, toward the end zone to try to score, no. I mean...
Did the rushing record have to be broken during yesterday's game, or is it something that could have just happened during the next game?
No, because it was a consecutive games record. That's what they were doing. They wanted to tie the record.
Well, then let them do it.
Most consecutive games rushing for 100
yards. You're going to lose anyway. Just let them get their little record.
Just let them get the record.
Who cares?
It's not like they were trying to run up the score. They just wanted three more yards.
3 yards. That's it.
They wanted three. They should have just told the Broncos before the snap, listen, we're going to snap the ball. We're going to go 4 yards and fall down.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Nobody get upset.
Throwing those headsets are expensive.
I know
those, but they're Bose.
The other game that I was watching yesterday, you know how the players will sometimes sit on the sideline, you know, after they come off the field, and they get those little, what are they, the Microsoft Surface tablets?
Yep.
And they're going through all the plays and everything on the tablets. And some player was so mad about something, the cameras caught him taking his tablet and smashing it into the ground.
That's not good.
And I thought, no. Who pays for that?
My goodness.
I hope they take that out of his check, you know?
It's just a game, fellas.
The Broncos are back on the road this Sunday for an early game in Pittsburgh. We don't know yet if we will have quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. He suffered a concussion yesterday.
I hit it pretty hard. I did see that.
You saw that one, huh?
Yeah. Sucks.
I can tell you that the Colorado Rockies took a knee to end their season. They lost 2 of their last 3 against the last place Diamondbacks. Now the Rockies have about 4 months to figure out how to move up from 4th place in their division. They finished, I think, 32 and a half games out of 1st place.
Not bad.
You know, I was talking, a month or so ago about how the Rockies have been around now for 30 years, and they've never won their division. Not only have they not won the division, they're more than 30 games out.
Man.
Got to do something. Let's move over to Hollywood-type news. Kelly Clarkson is in the news because, you know, she was married to a guy who ran her, he was like her management team, right? Brandon Blackstock. Well, that marriage did not work out, and Brandon refused to move out of the Montana ranch that was in Kelly Clarkson's name.
No, it's my ranch.
He considered it, quote, marital property.
I want the ranch.
And he requested that he get to keep the ranch and 2 other Montana properties.
Ah, rich people problems.
The judge ruled in favor of...
I get the ranch.
The $10.4 million ranch and the other properties will stay with her. But don't feel too badly, Jeremy, about Mr. Brandon Blackstock. He gets spousal and child support from Kelly Clarkson to the tune of $200,000 per month.
A month, everybody.
He gets 200 grand a month. What does that work out to per day? Let's see. Roughly... carry the one, almost $7,000 a day.
Yeah.
in support.
To feed and clothe the children.
Yeah, but the thing is, Kelly Clarkson has primary custody of the kids. So he's not even keeping them most of the time.
He's doing all right.
I'm glad she won that. What else is trending?
Here's some more crap on celebrities. Scarlett Johansson is also in the news. She had a big win over the weekend. Remember, she wanted more money from Disney because she said that they jacked with her contract by releasing Black Widow onto streaming sooner than expected. Mm-hmm. So she figured she was missing out on fat stacks of cash from in-theater visits by people, the in-theater income. Well, I think she was asking for something like $50 million in damages, but she got 40. She had to settle for $40 million in damages.
$40 million.
So Mickey Mouse had to cut her a check for $40 million. So, hey, she won, though. She spoke up and got some money. So good for her. I did like this Saturday Night Live kicked off this weekend, and they did a solid during Weekend Update. The guys on there paid tribute to Norm MacDonald playing, it was like the last 6-7 minutes of the Weekend Update segment. They just went to a bunch of old Norm MacDonald clips when he was on Weekend Update. And the video is going online everywhere. And it was really a solid little tribute. So kudos to them. There's an updated list of the scariest movies out there. Now, they say this is according to science. Well, what they did is they found 250 victims to wear heart monitors and watch 40 different scary movies and then monitored their heart pumping to see how, A lot of these, I'm not a big scary movie fan, but I don't know. What is Host? That came in number one.
I don't know. I was writing something about that this morning. I said, am I the only person who's not heard of it? I'm glad you haven't either.
No. Sinister was number two. Insidious 3. Number four, The Conjuring. There's one I know. Other ones on the list, Paranormal Activity, I've heard of that one. A Quiet Place, The Ring, came in at 15th. And all the way down at the bottom, number 20, The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. So that one's the least scariest on the list. Anyway, I posted the link on our Facebook if you want to check out all the scary movies. So
I saw that the original Halloween from the late 70s was number 17.
No.
And
I don't watch scary movies, but I have seen that one, and that movie's crap.
It's crap?
It's crap.
But when it came out, it was
a different
scary time,
I guess.
It was scary when it came out.
Okay.
Plus, I'll tell you something else, and I will tell you this is a fact. The movie version you see today is not the same that was in theaters. They reshot stuff or whatever and edited it different, and they cut some stuff out that was in the original.
They must have cut out all the
version.
Scary parts. Oh, God. What else is going on, man? Who cares? There's another stupid fast food fries ranked.
Yeah, they put the crinkle cuts way down again.
Are we sick
of
these? I will say Five Guys. Shout out to Five Guys. They came in number one. I've never had Five Guys fries.
I have.
Eh?
No, not even in my top 10.
Down at the bottom, Arby's crinkle cut fries. And then right above that, poor Dairy Queen. What were they just getting smacked for the other day that wasn't any good? It was their chicken nuggets.
That's
and now
right.
They're fries. DQ fries are all the way at the bottom. Again,
I don't understand them insisting on selling that kind of food.
I
Seems
know.
Like they should just stick with the treats.
Stick with the chocolate dipped cones, man.
I wasn't anywhere near a Dairy Queen, but I had a hankering for that Choco Brownie Extreme blizzard that I told you about.
Oh, yeah.
So we went through the Culver's drive-through, and I described it to them, and they made like their version.
Can you
of
make
it.
This?
Yeah.
That's
I never
great.
Said the words. Dairy Queen. I wasn't rude like that. I just said, I've got something in mind, and it's got this, and this. And they said, yeah, we'll throw that together for you.
Yes, sir. We can do that for you.
Yeah.
We have brownie bites.
I will say it was not as good as the Choco Brownie Extreme.
The OG.
It was not, but yeah, it wasn't as good.
Real quick, here's one final story. This is kind of funny. I feel like this is Internet 101. This is basic internet right here. If you post a photo online, make sure there's nothing in the background that you don't want anybody to see. There's this dude from Missouri named James Kurtz trying to sell a catalytic converter on Facebook Marketplace, which I'm sure was his.
Yeah,
but in the background of the photo, Dom, there was a giant bag of meth along with a syringe. Some Facebook fun sponge tipped off the cops, and they raided his place. They seized the meth, a pistol, the needles, the catalytic converter, whatever, All because this moron posted a picture with all this stuff in the background. So
what a dingbat.
Always check your background for your meth, everybody. Get it out of the picture. All right, let's do clickbait. Find it on Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is coming from a Japanese company this morning. They designed a tiny little sock just for your big toe. You got to see the pictures. It's a small thimble-like cloth sock that you put over that big toe. And they say that you do that and then put other socks on over it, mm-hmm. or maybe like pantyhose or something like that, because they say that big toe nail tends to snag on things.
Yeah.
So it's basically a snag protector.
It's a, you know what it is? It's a toe condom.
It surely is, Tom. $2 per pair for these little toe condoms.
And they're back ordered. They're so popular.
Oh my gosh. See the pictures. They're funny. On our Facebook, Tom and Jeremy.